New York Breeze. Coming to you from New York, everyday stories and information for listeners in Japan. You make your way to the venue. You check in on your mobile device or hand a paper ticket to the usher. The usher scans it or tears it, depending on the place. You find your seat and get ready for the house lights to go down. As you settle into your seat, a cooling breeze caresses you. Maybe you hear the sounds of a helicopter or a car horn, but they are not coming from a speaker. It's dark out. If you turn to look left or right, you are greeted by an awesome, glimmering view of the Manhattan skyline at night. You're about to watch a movie, and it's on a rooftop.
あなたは会場に向かって進んでいきます。スマートフォンまたはチケットを使って。案内係がスマホをスキャンするか、チケットを破るかは場所によります。自分の席を見つけ、明かりが消えるのを待ちます。席に腰を下ろすと、ひんやりとした風が心地よく、ヘリコプターや車のクラクションの音が聞こえることがありますが、スピーカーからではありません。いつの間にかあたりは暗くなっています。左、または右を見ると、マンハッタンの街と夜空の境目がかすかにわかる最高の眺めに出会うのです。今まさに映画が始まろうとしています。そしてあなたのいる場所は屋上なのです。
Welcome to the New York Breeze, a podcast where you can hear about life in New York City and pick up on some of the latest trends. My co-host is Shoko, and she will be your guide in Japanese. Today's episode is the second part of our Rooftops of New York series. Join us as we celebrate the art of watching the big screen outdoors. So pause your Netflix binge session and get ready to head out to discover New York City's most interesting venues for catching the classic and modern movies.
ニューヨークブリーズへようこそ。今日は文学的な始まり方でしたが、ニューヨーク屋上シリーズの第2回のタイトルは、ルーフトップムービーズです。家にこもってネットフリックスで映画やドラマを見続けるのを一旦やめ、野外の大きなスクリーンで映画を見る素晴らしさを一緒に満喫しましょう。
Rooftop Films. Rooftop Films is the name of a non-profit organization. It started out as a gathering, and they pioneered this format. By now, Rooftop Films has been screening movies every summer for about two decades.
Rooftop Film は非営利団体の名称です。小さな集会としてスタートし、現在の基盤を作り出す先駆者となったのです。これまでに約20年間、毎年夏に映画を上映しています。
The initial rooftop has multiplied, and now you can catch an eclectic mix of indies, docs, and shorts at both rooftops and parks around Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan.
現在では、ルーフトップの活動は多様化していて、ブルックリン、クイーンズ、マンハッタンの屋上だけでなく、公園で、インディーズ、ドキュメンタリー、短編など、様々なジャンルが融合した映画を見ることができます。
They hold screenings on the rooftop of the Old American Can Factory in Gowanus. But for a full list of rooftop films' venues and schedule, check out their website, www.rooftopfilms.com. Their motto is, We bring underground movies outdoors.
ゴアナス地区にあるオールドアメリカンキャンファクトリーの屋上でも映画を上映しています。でも、ルーフトップフィルムの上映会場とスケジュールの完全なリストを見るためには、ウェブサイト
www.rooftopfilms.com
へ。彼らのモットーは、私たちはアンダーグラウンド映画に光を当てるです。
Hotels seek fun and community.Hotels across America have picked up on the appeal of hosting films on rooftops and decks, in courtyards and poolside.
アメリカ全土のホテルが屋上、テラスデッキ、中庭、プールサイドで映画を上映することが 人々を引きつけることに気づき始めました。
Here, the Hotel Hugo on Greenwich Street hosts a rooftop cinema series all summer long in the West Village. Every Monday at sunset, they merge the casual after-work cocktail hour with screenings of old-school classics, new releases, and even live sports. Their location has 360-degree views of the New York City skyline.
グリニッジストリートにあるホテルヒューゴでは、夏中ルーフトップシネマシリーズを開催しています。毎週月曜日に日没とともに古き良き名作、新作、またスポーツの生中継を見ながらカクテルアワーを楽しむことができます。ここは360度ニューヨークの街が見渡せる場所です。
Another is Skylawn.Also at a hotel, Skylawn creates a public but more immersed experience where you can take in a film up above with their rooftop cinema club. Their rooftop venue can be found at the Hilton Embassy Suites Hotel on West 37th Street.
もう一つはスカイローンです。これもまたホテル主催です。スカイローンは公共の場であっても、一人映画の世界に浸る時間を作り出してくれます。会場は West 37th Street の Hilton Embassy Suites にあります。
They believe iconic movies and great dialogue deserve to be heard properly. Ever missed that key plot line because the guy behind you is eating his popcorn too loudly? They use state-of-the-art wireless headphones so you can live in those memorable cinematic moments and not get disturbed by the outside world. They are screening Casablanca,and other classics on their rooftop in Midtown Manhattan. Their tagline is, This is social cinema.
人気の映画や素晴らしい会話はきっちり聞くに値します。ポップコーンを食べる音がうるさくて、重要なセリフを聞き逃したことはありませんか?ここでは最新式のワイヤレスヘッドフォンを使い、心に残る時間を過ごすことができます。タグラインは、これは社会のための映画です。
The old dinner and a movie gets an upgrade. In downtown Manhattan, Tribeca Drive-In Presents merges dinner and a movie in one spot. They offer a one-of-a-kind outdoor film and dining experience on the Oculus Plaza of the World Trade Center.
従来の Dinner and a Movie もグレードアップしています。Tribeca Drive-In Presents ではディナーと映画を一体化しました。ワールドトレードセンターのオキュラスプラザでは、他に類を見ない野外映画と食事の経験を提供してくれます。
Consumers will be invited to experience live music and trivia as well as a curated menu of food and beverage options. You'll be prepared to pay top dollar. I can guarantee you that.But if it's with someone whose company you truly enjoy, it's worth it.
観客はよりすぐりのメニューだけでなく、生演奏やトリビアクイズの時間を楽しむことができます。もちろんお値段は非常に高いですが、一緒にいて心から楽しいと思える人と過ごすなら、それだけの価値はあります。
Ever since the old days of the silver screen,New York has always been a film lover's paradise, both as a setting in movies and as a town with numerous independent movie theaters. When summer comes, you can see the two merge. When it comes to rooftop films, the backdrop for your screen is just as, if not more, important.
銀幕の古き良き時代から、ニューヨークは映画を愛する人たちの楽園でした。映画の舞台としても、多くのインディーズ映画館がある街としても。屋上映画については、スクリーンの背景がこの2つに勝るとも劣らず重要です。
It's my opinion that the current popularity of outdoor films, especially rooftop films, echoes the past when drive-in movies were popular in America. The drive-in's peak popularity came in the late 1950s and early 1960s.Interestingly, upstate New York and Long Island are like the last bastions of the drive-in movie theater, where several still exist.
これは単に私の考えですが、野外映画、 特に屋上映画の現在の人気は、アメリカでドライブインムービーが人気だった過去の反映だと思います。1950年代後半から1960年代初めが人気のピークでした。面白いことに、アップステートニューヨークとロングアイランドが最後の砦のようで、そこではドライブインムービーシアターが今もいくつか存在しています。
Also, 2018 seems to be a pivotal year for cinema. There are a lot of anniversaries. The rooftop cinema series this summer at Hotel Hugo is screening Grease to celebrate its 40th anniversary, Scarface on its 35th anniversary, and The Big Lebowski for its 20th anniversary. Also, Skylon is showing the comedy Coming to America for its 30th anniversary.
また、2018年は映画にとって極めて重要な年に思われます。この夏、多くの過去の映画が上映されています。ホテルヒューゴでは、40周年を祝いグリースが、35周年を祝いスカーフェイスが、20周年を祝いビッグリボースキが、また、スカイローンでは、星の王子様ニューヨークへ行くが、30周年記念として上映されています。
The type of audience at a rooftop movie experience in New York City is always going to be great. At some of the screenings, you get a chance to see a movie in an audience full of film fans who all bring a special vibe to the screening. And there are special appearances by the directors and filmmakers sometimes.
屋上映画は観客層も素晴らしいですよ。特別な雰囲気をもたらしてくれる映画ファンを目にすることもあるし、時には監督や映画制作者が現れることもあります。
All right, folks. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to our podcast. If you like what you heard, hit that like button and please get subscribed. And until next time, stay engaged, keep informed, and know what's up. Bye for now.
聞いてくれてどうもありがとう。では、次回また聞いてくださいね。それでは、クリスさんの英語をもう一度お聞きください。
You make your way to the venue. You check in on your mobile device or hand a paper ticket to the usher. The usher scans it or tears it, depending on the place. You find your seat and get ready for the house lights to go down. As you settle into your seat, a cooling breeze caresses you. Maybe you hear the sounds of a helicopter or a car horn, but they are not coming from a speaker. It's dark out. If you turn to look left or right, you are greeted by an awesome, glimmering view of the Manhattan skyline at night. You're about to watch a movie, and it's on a rooftop. Welcome to the New York Breeze, a podcast where you can hear about life in New York City and pick up on some of the latest trends. My co-host is Shoko, and she will be your guide in Japanese. Today's episode is the second part of our Rooftops of New York series. Join us as we celebrate the art of watching the big screen outdoors. So pause your Netflix binge session and get ready to head out to discover New York City's most interesting venues for catching the classic and modern movies. Rooftop Films. Rooftop Films is the name of a nonprofit organization. It started out as a gathering, and they pioneered this format. By now, Rooftop Films has been screening movies every summer for about 2 decades. The initial rooftop has multiplied, and now you can catch an eclectic mix of indies, docs, and shorts at both rooftops and parks around Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan. They hold screenings on the rooftop of the Old American Can Factory in Gowanus. But for a full list of Rooftop Films' venues and schedule, check out their website, www.rooftopfilms.com. Their motto is, "We bring underground movies outdoors." Hotels seek fun and community. Hotels across America have picked up on the appeal of hosting films on rooftops and decks, in courtyards and poolside. Here, the Hotel Hugo on Greenwich Street hosts a rooftop cinema series all summer long in the West Village. Every Monday at sunset, they merge the casual after-work cocktail hour with screenings of old-school classics, new releases, and even live sports. Their location has 360-degree views of the New York City skyline. Another is Skylawn. Also at a hotel, Skylawn creates a public but more immersed experience where you can take in a film up above with their rooftop cinema club. Their rooftop venue can be found at the Hilton Embassy Suites Hotel on West 37th Street. They believe iconic movies and great dialogue deserve to be heard properly. Ever missed that key plot line because the guy behind you is eating his popcorn too loudly? They use state-of-the-art wireless headphones so you can live in those memorable cinematic moments and not get disturbed by the outside world. They are screening Casablanca and other classics on their rooftop in Midtown Manhattan. Their tagline is, "This is social cinema." The old dinner and a movie gets an upgrade. In downtown Manhattan, Tribeca Drive-In Presents merges dinner and a movie in one spot. They offer a one-of-a-kind outdoor film and dining experience on the Oculus Plaza of the World Trade Center. Consumers will be invited to experience live music and trivia, as well as a curated menu of food and beverage options. Yo, be prepared to pay top dollar. I can guarantee you that. But if it's with someone whose company you truly enjoy, it's worth it. Ever since the old days of the silver screen, New York has always been a film lover's paradise, both as a setting in movies and as a town with numerous independent movie theaters. When summer comes, you can see the two merge. When it comes to rooftop films, the backdrop for your screen is just as, if not more, important. It's my opinion that the current popularity of outdoor films, especially rooftop films, echoes the past when drive-in movies were popular in America. The drive-in's peak popularity came in the late 1950s and early 1960s. Interestingly, upstate New York and Long Island are like the last bastions of the drive-in movie theater, where several still exist. Also, 2018 seems to be a pivotal year for cinema. There are a lot of anniversaries. The rooftop cinema series this summer at Hotel Hugo is screening Grease to celebrate its 40th anniversary, Scarface on its 35th anniversary, and The Big Lebowski for its 20th anniversary. Also, Skylawn is showing the comedy Coming to America for its 30th anniversary. The type of audience at a rooftop movie experience in New York City is always going to be great. At some of the screenings, you get a chance to see a movie in an audience full of film fans who all bring a special vibe to the screening. And there are special appearances by the directors and filmmakers sometimes. All right, folks. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to our podcast. If you like what you heard, hit that like button and please get subscribed. And until next time, stay engaged, keep informed, and know what's up. Bye for now.